KXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. 73 for the high today. We will see sun. I want everybody in the room right now to give a round of applause to our last caller, Carissa, for being ranked as the number
craziest
one
caller we've ever had.
Number one insecure woman in Rochester, New York.
There what is, a title to have.
There's
what a title to hold.
There's a thief in this very building at Odyssey Rochester, and yes, I'm pissed, but I will 100% get to the bottom of this. I try, and you know, I try so hard to put my trust in the people, and time and time again, they continue to show me why I should stop. If by now you haven't been able to figure it out, I'm somewhat of a type A personality, which means I'm very organized. I have total control of my surroundings and my environment. So when I was a kid, I can walk into my bedroom and I can tell in a split second if somebody was in my room. Okay, I know where everything is. There's a place for everything. I don't lose things. I'm the type of guy, I've never lost my car keys. I've never lost my wallet. And I know where everything is at all times. And you see these people, they come home, they start taking articles of clothing off. The wallet is thrown on a random table. Keys end up in the microwave. It's no way to live. I can't do that.
Panicking.
No. My keys and wallet go in the same drawer every single day, right next to the silverware. Anyways, when I come to work, my keys and my wallet go in my backpack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I leave my backpack on my desk upstairs. Nobody is here in the morning. And I, for the most part, trust people, especially the ones I work with, except for the people who work on the country station down the hall. So yesterday, I grab my backpack, my wallet, my keys. I do a quick check, and lo and behold, my debit card is gone. It's missing. Why?
Dun, dun, dun.
I know I'm not crazy, because I know what you guys are going to ask, too. Did you leave it at the bar?
Yeah.
Is it in your car? No, none of the above. None of the above. So now I'm trying to figure out.
How can you be so sure, though? Where was the last place you had it? Where was the last transaction?
It was in my wallet the night before, like right before I left home. Okay.
You know that for certain?
I'm positive. Yes. I don't lose things. See, I have a place for my license, my gift cards, my credit card, and my debit card. I know when something is missing. What the hell happened?
This is a call for Nancy Drew.
So I'm thinking back, who's upstairs during that time? Who's walking around the building? We're here. Spizzano's here. Our guys at CMF who are on the air. Hannah, our intern, who likes to go upstairs to get coffee.
That is tea.
I don't know you that well. So I'm not accusing you. I'm not pointing fingers. But you are a poor college student.
Here she comes.
Listen, I wasn't even here. I didn't even go upstairs yesterday.
Or was this Monday?
I still didn't do it.
Look convincing.
Look me in the eyes and say it without smiling.
I didn't do it.
Look at the big smirk on her face.
I didn't do it. I know. I'm too lazy to go upstairs, so you know it's not me.
So I walk into the GM's office. So this took place, what are we in, Wednesday? Okay, so this went missing Monday, I noticed right after the show. Yesterday, I go into the GM's office. I said, Sue, we have a thief in the building. I want you to call the police or file a report. She goes, oh, back up. I said, somebody took my debit card. They went into my backpack, took my wallet, opened up my wallet, took my debit card. She goes, are you sure? I said, I'm pretty sure. I said, I don't lose things. I said, you know how I am. Everything has a place. I said, now everything comes into the studio with me. I don't leave anything upstairs anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Because somebody just ruined it. Do you know what a pain in the ass it is to lose a debit card?
Oh, I mean, I just had to get a new one last week.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you want to keep the same card? I was like, yeah, same card number. Doesn't matter. You still have to update the expiration date.
Everything.
CVV. Like, it's too much.
So now, luckily, these apps today, you have the option to just close out the card. I went in, nothing's missing. But I was so distraught on Monday because I couldn't wrap my head around how this happened.
Yeah.
I already got my window bashed in last month. I already felt violated from that.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's here. I said, how? I said, listen, I can't point the finger at anyone. I can only assume who I think maybe could have done it. But even then, I feel guilty doing that. So now I'm just left with, I can't prove it. What am I going to do? I told GM, I told our boss.
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
He found out from our GM, and then I broke down the details to him yesterday. He goes, do you think intern Hannah did it? I said, I don't think she's that person, but I don't know. Now that I asked her, she can't look me in the eyes without that smirk on her face.
Interesting.
I would never accuse you, Hannah. But then again, like I said, I don't know you. So anyways.
He goes, I would never accuse you, but you definitely did it.
I was just so pissed because they got to reissue me a new card.
Yeah, that's super annoying.
It shows up in 5 to 7 business days. And now I have everything attached to that card. Uber, Lyft, DoorDash.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a pain in the ass. And so I'm just trying to figure out now how to get to the bottom of this. Because, yes, I can't prove it yet. But I even backtracked. I went home. Before I said anything to anybody, I looked in the cabinets. I'm like, what am I doing? It's not here. I know for a fact it's
right.
Not here. You know?
Well, this is a tough scene. I don't know where we go from here. I think I should turn into Breezy Drew and start maybe doing interrogations in the brand new conference room. Turn the lights down low, get one flashlight on my iPhone.
I would like that.
Start asking questions. Start asking the hard-hitting questions.
No.
You know what? Listen.
I'll do the bad cop, good cop. We'll do the interrogations in the conference room. Who do you want to play?
Bad cop.
All right, I'll play.
Always. Also, there's another intern here.
Jackie. Mm. Was she here? Was she here on Monday?
T.
All right, she's coming in later today, right? I got to ask her some questions. Nothing is more annoying than when you find your... And first of all, no, I had a credit card in there, license, no cash. I don't really carry cash around with me.
Right.
But nothing else was missing. It's just the one debit card I knew was missing as soon as I opened my wallet. And I'm like, what? Who could have done this? Who comes in and out of the building? Empty upstairs.
To be honest, I'm glad you're not leaving your stuff up there. There's really no point for you to go up there whatsoever. So why go up there?
Why go upstairs?
Leave your stuff unattended.
I know. And here's
the thing. I've never done that. I never will do that. I'm so good.
Last month, we had electricians in and out of the building.
That's
we had painters. We had construction workers. And I left all my stuff right there on my desk. I don't know. I had no issues. But all of a sudden, now, this is a problem. So I'll keep you guys posted on how we're going to handle this situation. But good cop, bad cop, it's coming out. I'll tell you that right now.
Breezy Drew.
And I swear to God, Hannah, if this circles back to you, if the evidence circles back around to you, your internship, you're done with. You will never work at this place.
I need her for videos and stuff.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
It's National School Bus Safety Week. And because of that, the Rochester City Council voted unanimously yesterday to enter an agreement with Bus Patrol. That's the provider of school bus safety camera services. And what they're going to do is start installing stop arm cameras on school buses to crack down on people who don't stop at school buses. And you know who you are.
Not stopping. They're passing. They're drag racing. It's like, what are we doing here?
They're drifting. They're doing all of the above. And according to the state.
Tokyo Drift.
So an estimated 50,000 vehicles illegally pass school buses in New York every day. Every single day. Really, what we should be doing is looking out for the kids. Bus Patrol is installed over 11,000 school buses across New York State. So the guy that had... basically runs a program, says the goal is to get students on and off the bus safely. Well, isn't that always been the goal?
Yes.
And to hold the reckless drivers accountable, buses will be able to catch drivers in the act when they pass a school bus while the stop arm is out. And New York legalized these all the way back in 2019, but now the city of Rochester has established a local law to use them to charge penalties. So the cameras, they're not going to do facial recognition, but the tickets are going to go to the registered owner of the vehicle, and they're going to function more or less pretty much like a parking ticket. So the fines for being caught illegally passing a school bus is $250 for the first violation. Pretty generous.
Mm-hmm.
$275 for the second violation, $300 for a third violation, and then an additional $25 fee if you don't respond to the fine. But I will say this. Statistically, over 90% of people who get one violation in the mail from bus patrol programs, mm-hmm. they do not repeat the offense. So that's a good thing. They're usually one and done. Watch out for buses and kids, you guys, you know?
Please.
Let's do our part.
Let's do our... It's literally the least you can do, honestly.
I know. At high school, that's how my buddy failed his road test. He drifted right through the stop sign of a school bus.
We'll just pass through this.
Yeah. She's like, you failed. He's like, wait, we just started. She's like, no, you're done. You can pull over.
I'll drive back.
Coming up on the show, it's everyone's favorite segment on PXY Mornings. It's There I Said It. People were unhinged yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are weighing in with their unpopular opinions, and you can too. If you suspect your significant other is cheating, call them out, because that was the trend on the show yesterday, and we loved it. 585-252-9800. We'll get to all your messages coming up next.
Clear the air. Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
You guys want to win $5,000? Well, it's pretty easy. All you got to do is download that free Odyssey app, listen to Breezy and I on PXY Mornings or 98 PXY for 1 hour each day, and you'll be automatically entered into this national contest. You got to get that money. You got to get that money.
Why wouldn't you get paid for doing something you already do?
Well said, Breezy. Let's take it to the phones here and text line 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. We're going to get to all your unpopular opinions. People were just off the rails yesterday.
They were really going for it. And I was like, is everyone okay? Does everyone need to talk to someone?
A lot of happy homes were in turmoil yesterday. People are calling out their significant others.
Mm-hmm.
You better not come home. I know you cheated.
It's so tough.
I would love some more of that today.
Bring that energy.
Victoria's here. She said, I could use a hug today, you guys. I'm having a really tough start to the day. We should all hug one another more. There, I said it. All right, let's all give Victoria a virtual hug today. Can we do that?
Victoria.
How'd that feel? You feel better, Vicky?
Love that for you.
We're sending you positive vibes. Thanks for texting in.
Oh, wow. This is crazy, but let's send it, shall we? I really wish that the size of my boobs and my butt did not determine my worth to somebody. I feel like nowadays it's so hard to find a form of a genuine connection with somebody because all they're looking for is what's on the outside. I feel like if you don't have either of those things, you are nothing to society. There, I said it.
That is so not true.
Getting very deep this morning.
That is not true. Send us your stats.
Moose is like, that's not true. You need to have boobs, butt, and painted toes.
You know what? I used to be that guy. I was all about boobs. I don't care anymore. I like a nice butt, you know?
Yeah.
That's all.
Love it. Meg's here.
What's up, Meg?
Meg's here. She said, nobody wants to watch your entire concert from your Snapchat. Please, for the love of God, just enjoy the show. There, I said it. It's so true. I mean, everyone's like, we talked about this. I went to a concert over
last weekend,
the summer, and that girl was FaceTiming her mom. I'm like, what is going on here?
All right.
What are we doing?
Holly says, marriage isn't necessary for a fulfilling life. I'm sorry. And if you're not married, then don't do it. There, I said it.
Holly, what's going on?
I feel like there's more to this story.
I feel like that's true.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm looking forward to marriage. I know you are, too. You're moving in with your girl in a couple months?
2 months. 2 months moving to Fairport.
This is huge. You're going to be a Fairport girl.
I know.
No more Park Avies.
I know.
No more Half Pint.
I'm so sad. I mean, I can still go to Half Pint, but yeah.
No more late nights at Dragonfly.
Ew. No, I'm so good. No, I know. It's definitely, I think mine for today is this. I feel like relationships take work and effort. And if you're not willing to put that work or effort in, you shouldn't be in a relationship. There, I said it. I've learned a lot over the years. And I just feel like that's what I've taken away from all these relationships that I've been in.
It's very profound.
Some people aren't ready.
No, of course. Right.
And that's fine.
Depends on where you're at in your life. I think some of my favorite conversations on this new season of Love is Blind is when these idiots have to meet the parents and they try telling parents like what marriage is all about. They've all been married 40 years and they're like, well, when you're married, you know, there's compromise involved.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not moving.
Marriage takes work. Yeah, you're so right, Trevor. It does. Here's mine for today. Can we please all stop with the banning of plastic straws? I want to believe that it's going to save the planet. I really do, but it's not. There, I said it. And you know what happened? We saw one viral video with a straw stuck up a sea turtle's nose, and it was heartbreaking, but I looked it up, and the odds of that ever happening again are very, very slim. But anything is possible. So what I'm saying is I suggest that anytime you use a straw, do what I do. Cut it up in tiny little pieces.
I know, you do that.
Before you throw it out in the garbage can so it doesn't get stuck up a sea manatee's ass.
Okay?
Your part.
I do that with the cola can, like little holder things, the plastic holders that keep the six pack together.
Nobody sells those anymore.
It. Oh, I mean, I bartended for years. I had to.
Oh, yeah. Now you can't buy those anymore.
No, I did it over the summer.
Those are illegal.
No, they're not.
They don't sell those anymore.
Yes, they do. They fully do.
I mean, for
the amount of time you spend at Wegmans, you should know that
they're
there.
Yeah, they're definitely not at Wegmans.
Yes, they are.
No way. Those are illegal.
No, they aren't. I literally just used them last month.
Doesn't mean they came from Wegmans. Maybe you got them at wholesale.
I bought them.
No, I don't believe you.
Oh,
not for
God.
A second. No, no.
You're an idiot.
Andrea says, if you allow your woman to tell you that you're not allowed to have a female doctor because she's insecure.
Oh, my God.
Then you're a weak man. Stand up for yourself. There, I said it. We all know what she's talking about.
We do know what she's talking about. If you missed it, I'll put it on the pods as soon as I can. But, yeah, reeking of insecurity. It's really not good. It's really not good.
Yeah, you
Hannah,
guys.
Do you have a there, I said it for
oh,
today?
Oh, yeah, jump on the mic. Hannah Banana.
I feel really passionately about this one. I do not want to follow the Instagram that you made for your pet.
Hannah!
Oh, that's a good one.
There I said it.
There I said it.
Why, Hannah?
I just don't like it when people post as if they are the pet.
Oh, right, sure.
It's really cringy, and it makes me upset.
Are you a dog person or a cat person?
I'm a dog person for sure.
All day long.
So here's the thing. My friend has an Instagram for her dog, and her dog literally has brand deals.
Yeah.
Has a brand deal with Bissell, has a brand deal with
PetSmart. You know,
yeah.
All of them.
Oh.
All right. Just so you guys know, Hannah is 21, college student, single, and ready to mingle. Let's go over to our girl Jillian, who says, you guys, my sister actually carries Hidden Valley Ranch dressing in her purse with her wherever she goes. And it's so embarrassing. There, I said it.
This person says,
it's so gross. I'm sorry. If you like ranch, that's disgusting. But if you like Hidden Valley Ranch, that doesn't need to be refrigerated for months on end. You got issues.
I used to carry hot sauce in my bag.
That checks.
In high school. This person says, Hannah coming in savage off the gate. We love the vibes. And then this person says, yes, Moose, the plastic holders are still a thing. I buy Sprite Zero weekly. Not the Sprite Zero.
Where the hell have you guys shopping? I haven't seen these in years. Years. And we're worried about plastic straws. I'm sick of it. Let me go to Tim before we wrap up. If your credit score is below 500, stop embarrassing yourself in car dealerships. There, I said it. I'm here to buy a car? Oh, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.